Drive to pit stop 4, the Pine Mountain State Resort Park Lodge. 3 miles ahead, follow the signs to the lodge. Map is on page 4. Look for the Clear Creek Baptist Bible College on your left. This historic campus was established in 1926 as the Mountain Preachers Bible School. After crossing Clear Creek, continue up the mountain to the lodge.
You should see the public 18-hole golf course Wasioto Winds. Wasioto means Valley of the Deer, used by the Shawnee to describe the Appalachian Mountains. Buffalo were as plentiful as deer 250 years ago. Native Americans and pioneer long hunters, who hunted months at a time, harvested deer, buffalo, bear, and other skins in these mountains for peltry. A skinned male deer or buck would fetch about a dollar on the frontier. How many bucks do you have? These animals provided commerce on the frontier. They also supported the pioneer diet. Many families left the eastern settlements for the frontier simply to improve the bounty of their table. Buffalo was good meat on the frontier, and if you could make salt, you could preserve your food and master the wilderness. Our diets have changed over the centuries. Gone are the days of the campfire-roasted buffalo tongues and hardtack. One thing hasn't changed over the centuries: our love for rustic vacations. At the Pine Mountain Resort Park Lodge, each of the 30 rooms has a private balcony to enjoy the mountain vista. Or you can choose a selected one-bedroom cabin with a stone fireplace. You can admire wildlife prints by world-famous artist Ray Harm throughout the lodge. Laurel Cove is a natural forest cove transformed into an amphitheater. With seating for 2,000, Laurel Cove is the site of the Mountain Laurel Festival, held the last weekend in May. The festival features the crowning of the Mountain Laurel Queen, a coveted prize by many young women in Kentucky. On the mountain, hikers can explore miles of foot trails through Pine Mountain's hidden coves of ancient hemlocks, rugged overlooks, and mountain laurels that bloom on craggy exposures. This unique mountain was a natural choice for establishing Kentucky's first state park in 1924. Let's listen to Dean Henson, park manager of Pine Mountain State Resort Park, describe an earlier time in the park.
In visiting the Pine Mountain State Park, of course, you would make the entrance and make a gradual climb towards the crest of Pine Mountain, which would traverse about 1,300 feet in elevation from the valley floor to where the site of the present-day lodge is. The lodge is situated on a false summit, which is only about two-thirds of the way up the mountain, though you have quite a different sensation as you look out over the vista there from the lodge. The lodge is historic chiefly because of its construction. The central structure, which is the upper lobby today, is fabricated of American chestnut logs, which then in the 1940s would be decimated by the chestnut blight. So to go in there today and to take in the sights of those enormous logs that have been put together to make that structure, it's easy to realize that if there should be some calamity, it would be a terrible loss, since it couldn't be replaced with original type materials for sure. It is the hub of a good number of hiking and nature study trails that afford visitors opportunities to get out and get close to nature, close to the earth. Most of the trails traverse areas that are covered in mature, fragmented, old-growth forest remnants with trees that are 300 to 400 years old and as much as 4 feet in diameter, growing 100 feet high. And then as you stand among those trees and you think a moment, it might be realized that those trees were standing there at the time that Daniel Boone made his first trip through the gap.
Thank you.
That was Ann Schertz, professor of music at Southeast Community College. She played the dulcimer. Now, do the children need a nap? Let's listen to a mountain lullaby.
This is called What'll I Do with the Baby-O, and it's a Gene Ritchie tune. I have a feeling that this song might have been a fiddle tune also, and then they were putting the babies to bed in the back room, and they wanted something to sing to them to make them go to sleep, right? Although it has a funny twist. The words have a funny twist to it. A lot of good humor in this. Wrap him up in calico, wrap him up in calico, wrap him up in calico, send him to his daddy-o. What'll I do with the baby-o? What'll I do with the baby-o? What'll I do with the baby-o if he won't go to sleepy-o? Wrap him up in a tablecloth, wrap him up in a tablecloth. Wrap him up in a tablecloth, throw him up in the fodder loft. What'll I do with the baby-o? What'll I do with the baby-o? What'll I do with the baby-o if he won't go to sleepy-o? Dance him north and dance him south, dance him north and dance him south, dance him north and dance him south, pour a little moonshine in his mouth. People equate Appalachia with this dulcimer, and although it's not the oldest instrument in the mountains, the folk revival of the 50s and 60s really sort of heightened attention on this instrument, and then people like Gene Ritchie, who was born in Viper, Kentucky, and then in the 1950s, I think she went to New York State to be a social worker, and people were very excited and interested in her lap dulcimer. And she started making it really popular, especially with people that were traveling the folk circuit. Mm-hmm. Then they started to associate this instrument with the Appalachian Mountains. But fiddle music was probably the first instrumental music here in the mountains. The early string bands, if they would have accompanied dancing, they probably would have had maybe just a banjo and a fiddle. Of course, the string bands then developed into the bluegrass sound.
Stamp your passport at the Lodge's welcome desk. Pause audio now.